see you there.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second hour of the big show. Barry and Joel outside the left field entrance to Minute Maid Park as we get ready for the first night of baseball in the new season for the Houston Astros. Tonight you get the banners unveiled. And boy, Barry, I'm telling you, I hope it's more than just
It's right there.
Yeah, but I hope it's more than just those two little banners on the light
standard.
Those
little squiggly, stupid-looking banners.
As we talked about with Charlie, I need one big cloth banner as well.
Yeah, he had the good idea of having a flag out there in center field.
It would be perfect between the light posts, but as I look up there and peer up there, I don't see anything rolled up that could possibly be in consideration for that.
No, you can see that they got the little squiggly orange thing with the drape over the black cover.
One pennant for the American League, one for the World Series, and they're not big enough for me. I would put them where the retired numbers are.
I like the idea of having a World Series flag. You got the American flag, the state of Texas flag, and then a World Series flag. I like that idea.
I like how the Rockets do it in the Toyota Center. They have those two very distinctive-looking championship banners. If you were lucky enough to win and successful enough to win another one, you have the same looking banner that you can start putting them next to each other for continuity. I like, you know, look, I know they put these little pennants for all the division championships and things out on the wall, but this is one of those once-in-a-lifetime things that you really want to commemorate the right way, and I hope that somewhere in the stadium there is a big cloth banner or a bigger banner than just these two little pennants.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out here. On the inside, there's all kind of stuff, but we've got it going on.
Yeah.
Right? We've got Rudy's Barbecue.
Yes, we do.
You can come by and get some sausage. Some lady said thanks for the sausage as she walked by.
She legitimately said that to you. I verified it.
And I said if I had a nickel for every time
that a guy said that to you.
I hate you. Oh, you're such a jerk for throwing that in. We got Pick Me Events. You can come out here and get a picture in front of the ESPN 97.5 banner. We got our promotions crew out here giving out candy and koozies and the bench t-shirts, which also make for a handy rag if you spill Coke on your computer,
which I witnessed you doing.
Yep.
Yeah. So that we got lots of. And here's the other thing. Inside FanFest, the food y'all got to pay for.
Yeah.
Outside of FanFest over here, the Rudy's Barbecue is free. Ask Drew and Andreas, who both are battling back and forth to eat as many of the sausages as they can before the end of the day. Andreas just shrugged his shoulders like, you going to eat those chips? Yeah, I'll take them. You want that pickle? I got you.
Out here, 500 Crawford. It's wide open. You just come out here and, okay, now, I know you don't recognize this guy.
No.
All right? Now, you see this gentleman on the bike here?
Yes.
I want you to take a good look at this young man. All right?
Yes.
Now, you've got to go watch my Super Bowl video where
the
man
on the streets. Yeah.
He's in the video.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he was. I asked him about who the beard was. And he said, I don't know. And I whispered in his ear, Kenny Rogers. And that was the answer he gave to the camera. And then I was like, yeah, you nailed it. That was him.
You verified it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's a nice man. Nice young man.
Okay.
Get out here, man. It's a lot of fun. People are starting to get out here, hang out. We're at 500 Crawford, the Finger Company. 500 Crawford out in front of left field. There's alcohol. There's alcohol. Thank you, sir. That young man right there knows what he's talking about. He says it's the best station in town. Forget AM. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. He knows his stuff. He's also been drinking, so I have no idea if he's drunk or not. He's holding a Miller Lite yelling thing.
Not yet, he said. Not yet.
Okay. You're a big boy. I'm sure it'll take more than one can to get you drunk. Okay.
Now, why got to cut him down like that when he's giving us props, pushing and building us up? It's crazy. Look, it's a great place to be today. It's a great place to be. From our standpoint, happy to be out here because we love this being a part of the culture of Houston sports, and it's better when they're winning. And after that magical season last year and that first series against the Rangers, it looks like they're not slowing down, which is even more great news for this city because, like we said, Rockets playoffs are right around the corner. The thing that's really crazy to me, and I've talked to some of my friends in the national media as well, who believe that people still aren't jumping on the bandwagon with 2 feet for the Rockets because – they don't believe in them come postseason because of some of the failures of the past.
I get it.
Are you with that?
I'm not with it, but I understand it. I mean, when you think about James Harden and the struggles that he's had, Chris Paul with the Clippers and the struggles that he's had. There's no reason to think that anybody on this team, nobody comes to this team with a fistful of rings and a championship pedigree. So I understand it. I'm not saying that I agree, but right. I understand it. I mean, nobody believed in the Astros until they won.
Right.
So it's the same thing.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, to me, I'm with you. Look, I've tempered my. I told everybody, enjoy the hell out of this regular season because this is one hell of a run, and it's you know, it's historic when you look at, you know, never has a regular season Rockets team won this many games. Never have they been the number one overall seed. Never have they done the things that they've done this year to qualify themselves as in the breath of being the best team in basketball. But the playoffs are a different animal, as we know. And that's what worries me a little bit, because I need to see a different James Harden. I saw it, the same consistent James Harden I've seen for arguably three of the last 4 years. He could have been MVP. This year he will be. And I believe in him in the regular season. But there's a lot inside of me that has to be proven to me about his postseason. And you mentioned even Mike D'Antoni, with all the great teams and the offense that he runs, and how even with the Phoenix teams that he had with Joe Johnson and Steve Nash and all those guys, never got over the hump and won even a conference championship. So there's a lot to prove for this team. For as much as they proved and solidified in the regular season, playoffs, you got to start all over again.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But again, if you're a fan in Houston, you should love everything that
we
got going on.
You got to be excited. If you're not, you need to move to Dallas. Get out of here.
No doubt about
Scram,
it.
Scram, beat it.
So, all right, we'll continue to move on. We're having a good time out here at Minute Maid at 500 Crawford at the apartment complexes. You can step right off the city sidewalk and say hi to us, grab a bunch of free stuff, food, and all those kind of things, and then head on over to FanFest to get ready for the game tonight. We're going to continue to bring you up what's going on out here and also what's going on in the world of sports. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, please feel free to join us, 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Let me
know it's you. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from 500 Crawford, across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by The Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you heard the man. Hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza we call The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. We are broadcasting live outside Minute Maid Park, outside the left field gate before you go into FanFest, which you need a baseball ticket to get into. You need no tickets here, and you get everything free, whereas in there you might have to pay a few things. Here, right. Just for being loyal listeners and supporters, well, I should say underwear of the show, we love the fact that you guys love us and stop by and see us before you head anywhere near the baseball game. So stop in, see us. Lots of fun and games. Rudy's Barbecue is here.
Say
and boy, do they love their sausage. They got lots of sausage at Rudy's Barbecue, and it's all for you. All you got to do is walk by and say hi. It is part of the deal right here on ESPN 97.5.
I'll be honest. I wasn't surprised that Drew was able to put that much sausage in his mouth. I was not surprised at all. It was pretty impressive.
Especially being impressive. Ashy.
Being ashy? Why does that? Why would that have anything
to? Can dry everything out.
Well, that's not nice.
All right.
Hey, so.
Oh, wait, he's lathered today.
So I saw on Facebook a buddy of mine posted this link to an Esquire article.
Okay.
And it was about a motorcycle / jet ski.
What?
Yeah, so apparently this company makes a. I don't know if it's a motorcycle that it can also be a jet ski. Or if it's a jet ski that's also a motorcycle, I don't know which it is. I just know I looked at it and thought, you know, I've never been riding a motorcycle and thought, you know what I want to do right now? I want to go jet skiing and want to go, and I don't want to have to stop and get off of my motorcycle to go jet skiing. I just want to go jet skiing. I've never had that thought in
my
head.
You've never been.
I've also never been jet skiing and thought, you know what I don't want to do? Get off this jet ski and then have to get on a motorcycle. I just want to ride right out of the water.
You've never been easy rider and wanting to ride the wave and just kind of multitask?
It makes no sense to me why anyone would pay for this.
But, is this essentially like the Amphicat vehicles where you can go on land and
yeah,
then in water?
It's, yeah, it's, they, and they make cars like that, too. They have cars that will you can just drive right into the water. And now the only time that I could see that this would be handy is if you lived here in Houston when it floods.
True.
Now that I am down with. If they just started making all cars that could be boats, they'd save a lot of money in insurance. We wouldn't have those lots just filled with flooded cars either.
No question. I mean, an insurance company's nightmares would be all solved because these cars would be going underwater, saving more people, doing more things. Yeah, look, that I get. But I don't get motorcycle slash
jet ski. Don't understand it. No reason. There's no reason to have a jet ski slash motorcycle. You can have a motorcycle and a jet ski. But I really don't see the reason why you would want to combine the two. I don't understand it.
You know that there's members of the LDC that when they figure out that these things are available and they have all the money in the world to spend, that they're just going to have it for the prestige of saying that they got it.
What is the LDC?
L is little and C is club.
Oh, the little penis club.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, those kind of guys that also have to drive the crotch rocket motorcycles
you think
and,
that those
and
are the
Ferraris.
Guys? You think those are the guys?
I think there's a lot of guys, especially that, you know, they got the boat already.
Right.
They like to get out on the lake on the weekends to try and find the chickies. So in the process of doing that, you're like, hey, you want to try what I got?
I could see where it would be like an old man and his old lady. That's what he calls her, is his old lady.
Yeah.
And, like, he's got one of those long wallets that a dollar, you don't have to fold the dollar bill. It's the complete length of a dollar bill, and it's got the little silver thing on the outside. I could see that. Like that guy, and then his wife has the purse that's got all of the turquoise beads on it. Like, those are probably the folks that own that. Now, this company also makes a dune buggy that goes into the water. And I'm thinking, that's the guy riding around in his truck with the boots in between the cab and the bed. That's who owns the dune buggy slash boat. It's definitely boots between.
He's a blue-collar kind of guy.
Yeah, for sure. Because it gets his gator, and then he can go hunting and fishing.
Which
at
is
the same
pretty,
time.
Pretty cool.
That would be badass. Yeah. I wouldn't mind that. It's the motorcycle to the jet ski that I'm just like,
because you can't really
I don't
take,
need to spend money on that.
You can't take a bunch of people, right? You can have one rider with you max.
No, it's you and the old lady, and I don't even know if that's allowed.
You
they don't
spend enough time with her anyway. You want to have fun in a group. You can't do that with the jet ski motorcycle.
And in the video, it's just the guy. Because really, you want if you're on a jet ski, you want to have fun. You can't have fun if you take your woman on a jet ski with you.
Plus, you're going to have a lot of guys
she's
that want
to be
like.
She's going to be telling you to slow down.
The evil Knievel of the water. And they're going to try to do all these.
Yeah, and she's not going to like that.
Tricks.
She's not going to like that.
No,
so.
Not at all. That's a bit out there. Golden State just can't seem to stay healthy either. Over the weekend, Patrick McCaw, the young kid that's coming off the bench for the Warriors, in the middle of the game goes up for a dunk, and of all people, Vince Carter decides to kind of nudge him in the air.
Not
and
nice.
He took a nasty, nasty spill. And everybody knows Vince Carter's a good dude, but right off the top on first reaction, everybody, including Steve Kerr, was not happy with one Vince Carter. Nick's got the audio. I mean, you could basically hear what he had to say. He wasn't even talking to the referees. He was mad at Vince Carter.
Snake bit right now. And you can see the reaction from Steve Kerr.
He basically said, I'm not mad at you, I'm mad at Vince. And then after the game, Kevin Durant had to come out and say, look, as players, we all saw him almost in tears. We all talked to him and realized how it affected him, how badly he felt. And even his quotes after the game were, you know, I love this game so much, and I love the next generation of young players coming up. I would never do something like that.
Yeah.
But it was a scary situation. They brought him
off.
Wait,
so Vince was almost in tears?
Yeah, and he was the guy that kind of undercut McCaw.
Right.
McCaw was taken off on a stretcher. He was eventually released from the hospital. He's going to be okay. But it was a frightening scene as it unfolded between the Warriors and the Kings the other night.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good at all. I feel bad, though, if you made that mistake. You know, you've got to feel bad as a vet.
Yeah, and again, there's a guy that's had a long and illustrious career, played with a lot of winning teams. He's playing on Sacramento right now, so he's having a struggle of it as he fights through, which probably is going to be his last season. Feel bad for all involved. But, again, the Warriors suffering another injury. We talked about how light their bench is anyway. That's a guy that they count on They can't afford to be without him. They're getting Thompson back. They're getting Draymond Green back. Kevin Durant playing again. They're still waiting on Steph Curry, but they can't afford injuries like they did a couple years ago.
Not even to the guys at 7, 8, and 9 in the rotation.
Right,
they need that depth. By the way, shout out to Texas Roadhouse. They brought us some brisket sandwiches and fries and ribs, and really appreciate them doing that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Guys are nice to try and keep us nourished as we continue to battle the elements out here.
Even though I'm already full from Rudy's Barbecue, we really appreciate it.
And everybody's coming over to see if they can get their hands in it. Andreas can't believe steak fries came with that. So we'll be out here till 4. The Blitz is going to be out here till 7. So stop on by, see us, see them, see a little bit the ambiance that is around the stadium as we start the home portion of the season.
Word.
We'll continue to roll on with the big show. If you want to join us, as I've mentioned, please give us a shout, 713-780-3776, where you can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter, where we're constantly paying attention to social media as well. We are back in just mere minutes for the second half of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from 500 Crawford, across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by The Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, starting to pick up in more ways than one. The wind, it's a little breezy. I don't know if the roof is going to stay open for the ballpark and the game tonight. I hope it does. It's a great backdrop and ambiance, including 500 Crawford, where we are broadcasting live from right outside the apartment buildings that overlook the train tracks in left field. Fan Fest is going on over on the other side of the fence. Fans are walking by as they get ready for the big game tonight and the pennant debut of the American League Championship banner and the World Series banner. And everybody's getting ready for a great home season here at the Juice Box.
It's starting to fill up a little bit. Although back here on the street, it's still pretty empty. So if you're thinking that it's too crowded right now at 2:30, it's not. Get down here. I don't know what it's like on the other side, but that side doesn't count because that side's not where they have free Rudy's Barbecue. They don't have Pick Me events. They don't have our badass promotions team giving out free candy and shirts and stuff. So get over here on at 500 Crawford in front of the Finger Company building and have some fun with us.
No doubt about it. The rainbow jerseys are in full effect out here on the street as they walk around FanFest.
Oh, my God, that's Nolan Ryan.
I see all the different gear.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I thought that was Nolan Ryan.
You hear what he said? Great comeback, sir. Great comeback.
What did he say?
He said, wait, you're Barry? You really are black.
No, he didn't say that.
Yes, he certainly did.
Did he really?
Yes, he certainly did, and he pinched his skin. You don't know. Sometimes they got one in their back pocket ready to go. Lots of different gear we see coming by, all the different styles. It's amazing that, you know, a couple years back, no one wanted to wear any of this gear. Now everybody's got to wear the latest and greatest in Astros merch.
That's right.
That's a good sign right there as we check out everything in front of us. Great
people
watching.
We're also in front of the NASA trailer.
Yep.
And they've got this spacesuit that you can climb in and take a picture.
Hygienically, how you feel about that?
I'm guessing it smells like ass in there right about now.
And then if you put your chin right up against the helmet.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Imagine that.
I'm guessing that spacesuit is pretty funky.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're aware of it or not, and I don't think the gentleman in front of us is. But there's a lot of people that just realize, too. You realize, like, you know, I get Taylor rubber duckies and toys for the water.
Are we in The Walking Dead right now?
I know, I saw that. That's what I'm saying.
It's like a zombie.
If I just yelled,
it's like The Walking Dead.
I don't think his expression would have changed.
Uh-oh. He's going to come whip your ass.
Don't wake the sleeping giant. So they did a story.
Uh-huh.
Because I get Taylor a rubber ducky and, like, some of her toys for the bathtub.
Okay.
They cut open a rubber duck, and I thought of you.
Why?
They cut it open to show that if you've had a rubber duck for your children for any length of time, the levels and degree of bacteria and funk that build up inside a rubber duck.
Oh, the water.
It was like the worst green, like peanut butter and jelly you've ever seen in your life. It was disgusting. I was like, Lisa, we're gonna put a time. We're gonna put dates on those things.
Yeah.
And after a certain time, they just go. And she's good with that because she's very much the one that watches all the hygienic stuff for Taylor. But I was like, yeah. After watching that piece, and it was on her air. I was like, once you saw that, I knew you were already thinking it. Yeah, we're definitely gonna start getting rid of the bath toys.
Now, did you have a rubber duck as a kid? Were
no,
you? Did you
not.
Have toys that you played with in the bathtub?
No,
just yourself.
Yeah, I had Playboy little mini centerfold that I had hidden under the curtain.
Yeah. That's what you did.
Yeah,
you had a Little Mermaid bath curtain, and that's what you used.
Yeah, I hid it. No, no Little Mermaid, but I hid it. Good thing we didn't have a see-through bath curtain because my mom would have been astonished to see the 12-month.
Joseph, you go through so much soap, 3 bars a week. I don't understand it. I just don't get it. Why you use so much soap? You're not that dirty, son.
Yeah, when you found out that there was a friction for the
diction, I tell you what.
Yeah,
you discover that. That's like gold.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. normally I was like one shower a day or one bath, and you couldn't get me out of the tub.
9 showers in a day.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Nick, what time is that? I could be in trouble. other than that, this women's Final Four, dude.
Yeah? What
I'm
about it?
I'm telling you right now, I wasn't really into it. It's hard to get into it. And then when you got a team as good as UConn with Gino Auriemma and, like, that machine – that goes undefeated every year, you're like, it's foregone conclusion. UConn wins again. Maybe they go undefeated, maybe they don't, but regardless, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
So I hear about Notre Dame beating UConn at the buzzer in the Final Four. I checked the replay.
You watched it.
I did not. Okay. I promise you I did not, and I love basketball, but I did not. But Ogunbowale, from Notre Dame, hit the ballsiest shot I've ever seen to eliminate UConn at the buzzer in overtime. And so they go to the championship game. So I'm flipping channels last night, and I'm like, well, I see a piece on Dateline with NBC where they say, hey, the game's going on right now. So I check it, and at the half, Mississippi State's beating Notre Dame by like 13 points, like 30-17. I'm like, that's over.
Yeah.
I check back after the game, and I see breaking news. She did it again. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
I
and
did
if
see
you
the
haven't
highlight.
Seen it,
I did
you see
the highlight.
Shot she hit?
It was very
same
Gerald
girl,
Green-esque.
Same situation.
Yeah.
You talk about.
Almost same spot on the floor.
Cementing your legacy as a college basketball player.
Yeah.
In one Final Four, you have 2 buzzer beaters to win the semifinal and the championship game.
And the championship buzzer beater, like I said, was very Gerald Green-esque. It was, or very Lou Williams in the corner. It was moving away from the
contested
basket as she's shooting it.
Yep.
And yeah.
Ogunbowale,
good for her.
And by the way, she wears 24. She's a huge Kobe Bryant fan. The Notre Dame story is fantastic in itself. They had 4 girls with ACL, complete tears, to where all 4 of them were out for the season. No one gave them a chance after they lost all 4 girls. They come all the way back to qualify. Not only qualify, they get to the national championship game. She hits the semifinal winner, and Kobe Bryant reaches out to her on Twitter. She's like, my life is complete. It's the greatest day of my life. And he's like, no, if you really want to be like the Mamba, you got 1 more to go. You got to finish the deal.
Nice.
And after she did, he reached out again and go, deal finished, basically.
Oh, that nice.
Was, yeah, so
that's
she
cool.
was really ecstatic. And by the way, the greatest
classy
part about the
him.
Whole thing is
yeah.
she's from Milwaukee. I mean,
oh.
these people from Wisconsin, they know what they're doing. Her brother was a star running back at Wisconsin. The Texans actually drafted him, oh. had him in camp. They had him on their practice squad, I believe, for a while. I don't think they kept him all season long, but bloodlines
well,
of the
just,
family are athletic.
You're just throwing around the word star a little too much for me. Star running back
He was a star
at Wisconsin.
Yeah. For a very successful team.
Star running back at Wisconsin.
Yep. Look it up.
Okay.
And he got drafted, which not a lot of guys can say. Got to be pretty good to be drafted.
I guess. I guess.
All right. Whatever. You know, if this guy was from, like, A&M. It's got to be the greatest thing since sliced bread.
No, probably not. No.
You'd poo-poo on him, too?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
So you watched the women's Final Four.
I watched the men's. Did you watch the men's?
Nope.
I watched that.
I was busy. I did yard work all week. I did chores and yard work all weekend.
Did you pick Villanova to win it all?
I did.
Yeah. I mean, I got no chance to win the pool, but I'll tell you this.
I think I can come in third in our office pool.
Really?
Uh-huh. If Nova wins, I'll be third. Because 2 of the 5 were had Michigan winning.
Okay.
So there's five. I think I'm fifth right now or have a chance to be fifth.
I took second last year, I think.
I'll be third, I believe. Which
I
think
got Villanova winning, but I got no
wins
shot.
Wins me nothing.
Yeah, well, yeah. The good thing is to have some cake. You know, get right. a little do-re-mi in yeah. the process. But when you looked at Loyola, well, I'll tell you what. I gave them no shot to win that game.
And you were right.
And in the second half, about midway through, when they opened it up to a 10-point lead, I'm like, they could actually do this? And then they just completely just fell apart.
Isn't that about the time, what's her name,
Sister Jean?
Sister Crying Jordan now?
Yeah,
isn't
I
that
saw
the
that.
Time? Oh, and she,
and how, I knew you'd love
my
the one
my timeline just lit up.
Holding the L from yeah. Loyola as yeah. in, yeah.
Hold this L, Sister Jean. But
yeah.
isn't that about the time she left that they started losing?
People started making sure they pointed out the Mark Wahlberg early exit and all that stuff. But I think she was actually going from her seat down to the tunnel.
Oh.
But, yeah, everybody was critical. Everything that woman yeah. did was on under a microscope. But at the end of the day, I felt sorry for those kids because, you know, with a program like that, you're not going to have those chances like Kansas, like, you know, Duke,
right.
like schools like that. And they made one hell of a run as an 11 seed. It just had to end at some point, and it ended a game too soon for them.
Yeah, but they had that experience. They had that run. And like they said, they, hello, gentlemen, thank you for your service. Houston Police Mounted Patrol passing us. They have very fancy shoes on their horses. Are those
I
Jordans?
See that, yeah.
Are those Jordans? Those
not
are
all,
nice.
Not all of them have them.
Yeah, those are horse. That's the well. That's the poor
the front,
horse.
Yeah,
the poor. Oh, it's the hillbilly horse.
See, now we didn't say yeah. that, but we were told the one carrying up the rear without the shoes is the hillbilly.
The others right. had like fancy shoes on, like they were.
Hey, here comes
very
the
fancy horses. That's just so wrong. Just do your read. You're going to hell. I'm going to take a picture and tell him.
You
is
should.
That him? Wait, is that him?
It actually looks like him. All right, I want to tell you right now about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mack, you know how great he's been for this community. You know how much he cares about the people and the furniture that they get in this fine city. Now he's got three locations across the city to better serve you. He's got Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugar Land. He's got the mainstay I-45 North exit, Tidwell Parker both ways. And, of course, he's got the Galleria location right across from Dillard's on Post Oak. Regardless of which one of the three locations you stop in and see, he's still got all the great Stickley furniture and American-made furniture, solid wood, leather, and upholstered furniture that you want at prices that you can afford. And you know it's going to be quality furniture that's going to last sometimes as much as a lifetime. It is fantastic. He's still doing the Astros promotion where if you buy $3,000 or more of Tempur-Pedic furniture and bedroom furniture for your house, if the Astros win it all, you get it all. He did it last year. He'll do it again this year just for you because you guys loved that promotion too. So check out one of the three locations and tell them Joel Blank sent you by. And I'm telling you right now, everything that they say is exactly what they're going to do. They're going to save you money. They're going to make sure that if you buy today, you get it tonight. There's no back order slips. It's solid wood American-made furniture. And I guarantee it, it's worth repeating. Gallery really will save you money.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by The Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go as we're knee-deep in hour number two of the three-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Nothing better than a beautiful day at the ballpark, walking by grabbing some sausage. Kids are ready to see a little batting practice, getting ready to see the pennant be unfurled for both the American League Championship and the World Series. And hopefully the Astros continue their winning ways. Barry and I are here. Nick is back at the station. The promo team is hard at work passing out anything and everything within arm's reach.
Hard at work?
Okay,
they're literally doing nothing.
I was trying to be nice. It was a bit of a stretch.
They're like on their phone, sleeping. They're not doing anything.
Drew,
we're the only ones working right now.
Drew is rehydrating his skin because he's ashy because of all this sunlight.
I just can't even.
The championship jerseys with the gold letters and numerals are outstanding as the fans are displaying those as well. Astros, look at the shoes, the Nike Airs and the Astros rainbow colors.
Fancy, yeah.
Very nice. There's your Nolan Ryan again.
Yeah. So,
that guy's everywhere.
So who do you have in the final or in the championship game tonight?
I took Villanova to win it all.
Do you?
I think – I'll tell you what. As good of a game and the way the tides turned in that Loyola-Michigan game,
yeah.
I'll tell you this. You want to talk about an impressive display, and I know Villanova was just hitting their shots, and you can be cold as well as you can be hot, and we've seen that with Rockets teams that rely on the three-pointer. But you want to talk about a well-oiled machine all around from Villanova. It's going to have – in my mind, it's going to be like a catastrophic meltdown for Nova to not be in command of that game tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what the spread is. I'm guessing it's, what, 6-7? What would you guess the spread would be?
I would guess it's – I think it was at 6.5 this morning.
Okay. I'm gonna pull it up right now. Let's see here. That's the wrong link. I think having watched the games that I've watched, I feel like Nova could win this by at least 15.
I do too. I thought if the spread was single digits, I definitely could see everybody jumping on Nova to win by 10 or more, because I'm telling you what. I mean, look, Brunson's an NBA prospect. He is the head of the snake, the straw that stirs the drink and everything. The kid that impresses me the most is the kid from Cleveland, Spellman.
Yeah.
He's 6'9", 6'10", built like a brick you-know-what.
Ballin'.
And knocking down threes, and then when he doesn't do that, he goes in the lane and knocks down the biggest player on the opposing team. I think if Mo Wagner thought that he had an advantage against Loyola, he better look the hell out tonight, because that is a
I don't like him.
Big dude
okay,
at Villanova.
Yeah, the spread is 7.
So it's gone up.
Villanova by 7. They are a minus 380, which is pretty significant. Michigan being a plus 290. The matchup predictor, almost an 80% chance that Villanova wins this game.
That's this would one of those massive upsets if it happens.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if they win by 15. So,
and you know what? Jay Wright's a hell of a coach. I am going to watch. I'm going to flip back and forth between the baseball and the
basketball. Are you going to record one and watch the other? Is that what you do?
If I have to, I will. But for the most part, if it's something that I know we're really going to focus on the next day, then I'll actually record one of them. But for the most part, I just flip back and forth and catch what I can. And if I miss it, you can always catch it on the internet. But, I mean, I might record the game so that I can focus more real time on the Astros.
Well, you love the basketball.
I do.
You love college. I probably won't record the game. I might flip back and forth. I'm telling you, I'm way more interested in the Astros already.
From our show's focus, we know where we broadcast, and we know how many people love this team and what's going on this week here at Minute Maid. So I think from that perspective alone, I'll focus most of my energies on the Astros, but I'll flip back and forth. So, uh-oh.
Oh, you want to take this
call? It's like a potty word in your ear.
I know.
It's your guy.
Let's do it. OU Mike's on the phone. OU Mike, what's up, man?
Man, that Loyola game didn't end the way I wanted it to. I had a much better ending to that game.
You and Sister Jean riding off in the sunset hand in hand didn't happen?
I wanted Sister Jean to roll up into the huddle with about 3 or 4 minutes left, say a little prayer. And then all of a sudden, oh, happy day, just come over the intercom. And nobody can turn it off. But not the white version, oh, happy day, the good version. And I wanted to see the ghost of Hank Gathers come out of the exit to a standing ovation, and then Sister Jean stop him at midcourt and say, this ain't Marymount, this is Chicago. And then him just turn around and walk off the court to a standing ovation. And then it just start raining in threes. Man, that would have been a great ending.
Okay.
I have no idea what the hell just happened.
It was all over the map. I thought there was a bad joke coming at some point. I thought I'd have to correct him that it was a difference between Marymount and Loyola Chicago.
Nick, did you understand any of that garbage? I have no idea.
I was waiting for a joke, just like Joel was. I didn't know where he was going.
I think OU Mike is drunk. He is. It's 2:50 in the afternoon. He is drunk. This lady said, me too. You're drunk?
Now, that's not hashtag me too, right? That's just you two as in being drunk.
Out here eating sausage drunk. I get it. I know it's free. That's ours. We know it's free. We're giving it away.
We take care of our peoples.
Yeah, that's right. We got drunk people over here yelling at us. We got OU Mike drunk calling the show. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore.
Got a ton of dogs being walked from the building.
Yeah,
500 Crawford.
I want to bark at all the – see what they do as
they go
by.
You already did that and scared the daylights out of a dog that was already a little bit overweight.
I had no idea that was the manager of the
Well done. Building. Well played, sir. Somebody well goes, played. Next year, goes, Barry and I are going to be from the Bail Bonds place across the street. It's the only place that'll have us.
That's the manager of the 500 Crawford. I was like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have scared her dog like that. That's probably not good. But I do want to bark at the dogs as they come by, the horses. They have they've got horses that with their tails braided. They've got horses with fancy shoes. We have people telling us that we're giving away free sausage when it's our free sausage that
she
we're giving away.
She was very nice. She was trying to make sure
already.
We got some.
We appreciate
some,
that.
I don't know
You're
if you
welcome,
guys got
ma'am.
In a fight with the same person, but whoever ripped all your jeans, you should make sure that you get them good.
Oh, my gosh. Joel is over here. Joel, you're...
She said they double-teamed him, took him down, and got him real good.
It's official. Joel is 70 years old making fun of ripped jeans.
I'm not making
you know
fun
who
of
else
him.
Would
just having
that?
Fun, Barry.
I know. How you guys doing? All right. Very welcome. Thank you guys for coming. Enjoy the sausage.
You had it on deck, and you were like, when do I throw this out as my pinch hitter? Right now.
I hope you're all enjoying my sausage. Sir, is that sausage good? Is that delicious sausage? You like that? Good. Thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying my sausage, sir.
Barry
That's
was
good.
Concerned. He thought you having Rudy's sausage in your mouth would be a problem, and it seems like it's been...
Didn't say it was Rudy's.
Tasty.
Never said it was Rudy's.
He said Kubiak.
Hey, shh.
Hey!
Shh. Don't, not with the Kubiak right now.
Those are usual suspects. That's what we like.
Yeah.
They know the deal.
Not with the Kubiak right now.
Sir, do you realize your nuts are on your arm?
Oh, my goodness.
Right there? Oh, okay. He's raising them up. Raise the nuts. It's going to be a thing tonight.
Big sack of peanuts.
Yep.
That's what that was.
Grab your nuts and go Stros.
I have to tell the people what you're talking about because you're going to embarrass me. And
he had a Ziploc bag full of shelled peanuts.
Yes, he did. Indeed. Now, what is this nonsense about Jim Nantz? You said something.
Man. So you didn't watch the games. We were getting to that. You didn't watch the games.
I didn't.
Your favorite player, Mo Wagner, at one point, because, you know, in a football stadium, the court's elevated, the media's kind of down low a little bit, and it can be kind of a hazard if the players have to go off the out of bounds to save a ball.
Right.
Well, he goes right at the CBS announcers, Wagner
after
does,
a ball.
Yeah, after a ball, and jumps, plants one foot in the middle of the table that crushes the eyeglasses of Bill Raftery. And Grant Hill, if you've seen the meme on the internet, has he's watching a horror picture. He has just this horrific look. I showed you his face.
Yeah.
He freaks out, and then Wagner goes over the table. Luckily, he's okay. He makes a couple of funny comments to the guys, and he goes back onto the court. In the process, Jim Nantz comes back, and they're showing the picture of Grant Hill. And he's not the most well-versed, let's just say, in social media because – he set it up by knowing that they were going to be made fun of for the pictures and the video, but it sounded a little different than what we would describe it as. You call me Barry Warner, but check out Jim Nantz.
Today he creates a Hall of Fame meme.
A what?
A Hall of Fame meme.
Today he creates a Hall of Fame meme.
Not a meme. A meme.
What? Oh, my God. That is the oldest thing in the world.
I thought, Grant Hill's going in the Hall of Fame. I'm thinking, so Grant Hill's grandma, who they call Mimi, is going to be a Hall of Fame Mimi.
Wow.
But no, he was referring to a meme.
So Jim Nantz has no idea what a meme is.
So Jim Nantz, who happens to be dear friends of Barry Warner,
called
goes
it
into the
meme?
Same boat in terms of having no clue about social media.
Now, one, Barry Warner would definitely call it a meme.
Yes.
So I guess it should not be a surprise that Jim Nantz would do the same. I wonder if anyone corrected him. It was like at a break, like, hey, Jim, what the hell is a meme, right? Like, what? It's called a meme, not a meme. Why are you being 90 years old on a broadcast,
At that
dude?
Point, there's no going back. Because even if you try and correct it then, the damage is already done.
You're like, now you're just a meme inside a meme inside a meme. Then you're just, oh, my God.
A meme.
A meme.
We should call Barry Warner's. We should call Barry Warner's show tomorrow and say, how many memes have you been the subject of in your life? And he'd be like, well, that girl I dated in the 70s, she was hot, but she's a meme.
She was a MILF.
She's a meme. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We are here at 500 Crawford. We are outside of Minute Maid Park. Stop on by and see us if you're heading to the game tonight. Right outside FanFest. Go to see us before you see FanFest because they got to pay for stuff in there. Free food from Rudy's Barbecue and all kinds of goodies, too, right here. Compliments of ESPN 97.5.
I'm glad you're enjoying my sausage, sir.
What's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.